From a sheetrock announce booth in a tiny Ohio town, here's Fred with this month's DX Audio Service.
And welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for November 2000. This is issue number 188, and I'm your host and the publisher of the DX Audio Service, Fred Vobey. Well, on side two, we've got a little change for you, a lot of talk. So what we're going to do is just jump right into the AM switch with Jerry Starr. We'll catch you on side two with our address and other information.
This is the AM switch. To contribute to this column, send your information to Jerry Starr, care of WHOT Radio, 4040 Simon Road, Youngstown, Ohio, 44512. Now, here's Jerry Starr.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. We have three editions this month, starting with reference 486 and these call letter changes. On 550, KGME, Phoenix, Arizona becomes KFYI. That's part of a swap in Phoenix. 890, KKNG, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma becomes KTLR. Here's the other half of the swap. 910, KFYI, Phoenix becomes KGME. 980, WTRY in Troy, New York changes to WOFX. On 1070 WHYZ in Sanssouci, South Carolina, last month we passed on an incorrect new call because of a typo from our friends at the FCC. Their new call is WCSZ. 1190 KLUV Dallas, Texas changes to KJOI. And in West Fargo, North Dakota, 1550 KQWB, that call changes to KQJD, the call that had been assigned to their X-band station because on 1660 KQJD has now become KQWB. Several applications of interest. These are all in Canada. On 580 CKAP in Kapuskasing, Ontario, wants to move to 100.9 FM. 850 CFSR, Abbotsford, British Columbia, wants to move to 107.1. And on 1570 CKEG in Nanaimo, British Columbia, wants to move to 106.9. All of those AM stations will turn off the AM when the FM is operational. One grant of interest on 980 KICA in Clovis, New Mexico, wants to become full-time by adding 188 watts at night and relocating their transmitter. Under otherness on 830 WTRU in Kernersville, North Carolina, this silent station has returned to the air. 1340 WXEE Welsh, West Virginia is gone for good. The license is canceled and the call deleted. 1380 WNNY New York, New York, this silent station back on the air. On 1450 KMCA in Shasta, California has now moved to this new city of license where they operate with 750 watts day and night. And on 1550 KDCC Dodge City, Kansas, is silent. Moving to reference number 487, call letter changes include on 900 WGSN, North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, changing to WNMB. On 1190 KCBW, DeSoto, Missouri, changes to KRFT. 1450 KQQT in Gonzales, California, they never did use this call. They have gone back to their old call of KCTI. And on 1580 WOXR in Oxford, Alabama, becomes WARB. One otherness item on 1190 KDAO, Marshall Town, Iowa, is silent. A tornado destroyed their tower. They expect to return to the air soon. And finally, moving to number 488 with these call changes, 1110 KTLD Pineville, Louisiana becomes KTTP. 1450 WKZQ Myrtle Beach, South Carolina changing to WJYR. 1470 WPNC Plymouth, North Carolina becomes WJPI. And on 1590 WHYT Marine City, Michigan changing to WHLX. Some otherness items of interest on 550 WJMW in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania, another station has been gone for good. The license is canceled and the call deleted by the licensee's request. 580 WLES Lawrenceville, Virginia is silent. 680 KLDY in Lacey, Washington also has gone silent. 990 KXXL Wichita Falls, Texas, this silent station has returned to the air. And on 1150, one of the rare three-letter calls in Canada, CKX in Brandon, Manitoba, this station is now silent permanently. They have moved to 101.1 FM. That'll be a wrap for AM Switch for this month. We'll see you on the holiday edition next month. And speaking of holidays, we're going to go to where every day is a holiday. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry. And hello, everyone. This is John Bowker. And for the next few minutes, you're going to be hearing recordings of the legal station breaks of AM broadcasters from the western half of the United States that all have one thing in common. They all come in at 590 on your radio dial. You know, this has been a very active month since we left Lima and that terrific convention that Fred Volby hosted for us. That was just a great job you did, Fred, and thanks for all of us. Wow. But not only did Linda and I stop and pick up lots of new IDs on the drive home, but when we arrived, we had yet another outstanding tape from Dale Hamm of stations. This time he'd been in three states, so that's a very, very nice, Dale. We missed you at the convention, you and Wanda both. And also, about a week later, we got the most remarkable set of four cassettes from Pete Taylor of Tacoma, Washington. He had set up a recorder in his car, and I had sent him a list of all the stations in Washington and Oregon and Idaho and even Montana, too, I guess, Pete. We had been missing some of those because they had changed their call letters since we were last out their way about 3-4 years ago. And, of course, we just plain missed a few stations. Thanks very much to both Dale and Pete for the outstanding contribution to the DX Audio Service. Hey, we want to finish up the 590 dial position today. And we left off last month in Panama City, Florida. And reluctant as I am to leave the Sunshine State, even on tape, we'll do just that as we begin the November 2000 DX Audio Service Travelogue, and we're going to travel to the Volunteer State.
Carlene returns tomorrow afternoon. We'll have a new challenger, and we want you to be with us for the WLX Country Challenge.
WLLX FM 97.5, WWLX AM 590, Lawrenceburg. Broadcast services of Prospect Communications.
From ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick.
Okay, Doug, and we know that WWLX has had a bad time of it lately. It was running on low power during the summer while they were fixing up their antenna system, so we're just going to move north now into state number 20.
Good afternoon. From the WBLK Information Center, I'm Sam Stevens.
We go into Michigan now.
Think you can drink and drive? Think again. A message from WKZO Kalamazoo. News is next from CBS. It's 5 o'clock. CBS News, I'm Mike Pulsifer.
Okay, here's a sample of the ID jingle that WKZO was using just 25 years ago.
WKZO, Kalamazoo.
So we'll go up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and take in a ballgame.
2 o'clock, AM 59, WJMS, Ironwood, Michigan. Temperature has dropped now. We are at 54 degrees. We now join Brewer Baseball, already in progress, as the Milwaukee Brewers take on the Seattle Mariners.
Vaughn was at third with nobody out. Now he is there with two down. Vaughn is going to try to steal home, and Johnson throws to the plate, and Vaughn dives back into third. Bill Garner wants a ball.
Oh, dear. It's so easy to get wrapped up in one of those ball games, but no way, no way. We're going to go back to 1986 now. And go way down the Mississippi River, right across from St. Louis.
It's the music of the stars during the day and TalkNet at night on AM 59 WRTH, Wood River, St. Louis.
This is the NBC Radio Network. I'm John Bohannon.
No. WRTH is not the World Radio Television Handbook. Same thought occurred to me. But, you know, by 1994, they had changed their call sign and became the cool one in St. Louis.
The all-new cool 590 AM is WKLL Wood River, St. Louis.
And then, I don't know how many times this happens, but for some reason, an FM station in St. Louis was convinced, probably by common management, to give up its call letters and move to the AM dial. How often does that happen?
The station for easy listening music. Easy AM 590, KEZK, Wood River, St. Louis.
KEZK.
And today in Wood River,
your 24-hour sports source, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis.
Fans by 90, knows the score.
Sports Update.
That reminds me. Last month, I heard myself say that one of the stations at 590 in Atlanta had moved all the way up to 610 on the dial. No, that would come as a distinct shock to WPLO. They moved to 640, and I knew it, and you know it, and I goofed. Again. Oh, well. So we're going to head further down the great Mississippi to the town with the smallest national park in the United States.
Her mother said no, she's my only daughter, but we got married on the Tennessee border.
This is the Mighty 590, the legendary KPHS Hot Springs.
It's 12 noon, time now for the midday market report from Little Rock.
No 590 station in the state of Louisiana, so we got to turn westward away from Old Man River, and we'll come upon one of those call letter phenomena. No station is allowed to use the initials of any living president of the United States, but one president decided that that would be okay, and perhaps it helped that his wife owned the station in Austin, Texas.
News Talk 590, KLBJ AM, Austin.
CBS News, this is Paul Lockwood.
You know, that's the only 590 station in the huge state of Texas, too. So we'll go a couple of states north of Texas, and we find not only Ernie Wesolowski in his home, but some radio towers with a tremendous heritage.
Good morning. It's 11 o'clock.
We are country. WOW, Omaha, Council Bluffs, and Lincoln, the news leader.
Good morning, I'm Mike Bradley.
Well, okay, Mike, that sounded pretty good to me from the newsroom, but apparently not that profitable to the owner. So throwing caution to the wind along with throwing out some of the most respected call letters in the country, that station WOW went from country music and news to magic.
The Heartland's home for great songs and great stars. The new Magic 590, KOMJ, Omaha, Council Bluffs.
At 9 o'clock, this is Bill Jensen with news on Magic 590. Currently, it's 48 degrees. The full forecast is just ahead.
They have retained some of that news presence on KOMJ, and we can understand how those things happen, but I guess it's our turn to move further north, and we'll go a little bit to the west.
For western North Dakota, today partly sunny with northwesterly winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. At 2 o'clock, we have 55 degrees in Glendive at KGLE.
This is Gospel Radio, KGLE, Glendive. A Friends of Christian Radio, listener-supported station.
With news from Washington, I'm Pete Stover.
Hey, Pete, we're going to move into Utah for a moment.
Glad you could join us today. Hope you're having a great one. KSUB, Cedar City.
CBS News. I'm Rob Armstrong on Capitol Hill.
And into the lovely city of Idaho Falls.
The first name in talk radio. News Talk 590, KID, Idaho Falls.
CBS News, this is Doug Poling.
Well, just a few miles south of the site of our NRC convention just a few years back in Aurora, Colorado, is the community of Pueblo.
Colorado Rockies hit the road for an extended road trip beginning tonight with a three-game series against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Rockies and the Pirates tonight right here on Southern Colorado's Major League Station, KCSJ.
Southern Colorado's home of the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies. News Radio 59, KCSJ, Pueblo.
CBS News, I'm Lisa Meyer.
Okay, Lisa, hang on now as we enter the Golden State. And we're going to start just an hour's drive east of Los Angeles out in the valley. And we're going to take you back to 1991.
59 KFXM, San Bernardino. We're the one. It's 8 o'clock.
And in 1994, KFXM became KRSO in March of that year. And then in November, they became KHTX. Oh boy, what a DXer's delight that would have been, right? And they finally settled on a call that they use even today.
Esta es KSZZ, San Bernardino, Riverside.
La Super Z 590.
Now, this next station is in a town that's easy to spot on a map, even though it only has about 20,000 people or so living there. You know the western border of Nevada? It comes straight down and then it takes a sharp bend. South Lake Tahoe, California, is on the lake right at that bend of the Nevada border.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we got some oldies but goodies. Dick Bartley from Lake Tahoe's AM 590, KTHO, South Lake Tahoe, Tahoe City, in Fond du
Lac. Rock and roll, straight to cheese.
Okay, and halfway up through Oregon, right on Interstate 5, is the city of Eugene, Oregon. Now, natives have trouble, I'm told, saying that word because it usually comes out as you'll hear the announcer say it. Eugene Springfield. That's one word, you understand.
590 KUGN has news you need when you need it most. Rick Little and Nancy Steele have the area's most complete midday report, a full hour of news from noon till 1, Monday through Friday, only from 590 KUGN.
First in news, KUGN, Eugene Springfield.
CBS News, I'm Dick Reeves.
Okay, we're about to head back a mile or so from the Idaho border in Washington for this next station.
QQ Spokane means wonderful original hits, delightful memories, and CNN News on the hour every hour.
From the CNN News Center in Atlanta, I'm Sharon Ray.
Okay, and we'll go from there to the land of milk and honey. That is, provided it's imported.
Great ones, 24 hours a day, on KHAR 590 in Anchorage.
KP Network News, good morning, I'm Larry Brown.
You know, this is the third time we've worked our way up the radio dial on the DX Audio Service travelog, and some IDs just stand out as memorable from the time we played them before, even though it was over 10 years ago. And this is sort of one of them, I'm sure you'd agree if you were with us back there.
KGMB Radio.
In 1980, KGMB changed its call sign, and today if you were flying into Oahu Island, you might hear this.
Take it easy on me.
You've got the superstation, KSSK Honolulu.
Well, that wraps up the 50 states for us, but wait, there's more, as usual.
This is 590 CKEY, Radio Toronto.
That's a 50,000-watt allocation. This next recording was made shortly before this terrific station went dark.
Doing tonight at 7:08 at the Night Rock in New Brunswick with Sheldon Rose at CKCW Moncton, CKCW in Sussex. Coming up this hour, hear music from Stonebolt, Kenny Loggins, and Chilliwack.
Yeah, sounded like they were having fun on that station, but what do you say we take a ferry ride now to hear our last station for this month? Onto an island with a very strange time zone, one that's only 30 minutes ahead of the Atlantic time zone.
20 past, 22 and on the hour, VOCM color weather radar, only on 590 VOCM AM stereo, Newfoundland.
590 VOCM AM stereo, your Merry Christmas station.
This is 590 VOCM St. John's.
Newfoundland, that's the way he pronounces that. Well, that wraps up every station at 590. We're missing two stations in the Northern Hemisphere, one in British Columbia and the other in Manitoba. Oh, dear, but we had every single U.S. station at 590 on last month or this month. And there you are. Now, I think Tim Hendel had an excellent idea. I'm going to give you my email address, W-A-2-W-E-N. That last letter is N, like in the word November. Then the at symbol, JUNO.com. And if you'd like to send me a regular letter, you can address it to me as John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R. My street address is 1811 Fort Duquesne, D-U-Q-U-E-S-N-E, Drive, Sun City Center, Florida, and that's 33573. Well, you know, we ended our tour around the United States and Canada in Atlantic Canada, just a hop, skip, and a jump from the home of Bruce Conti. And my bet is he's all ready to roll with the DX Digest. Right, Bruce?
9:42.
Hello,
DXers, I'm Bruce Conti, and this is the DX Digest. You just heard Radio Puerto Cabello, Venezuela, on 1290 kilohertz, one of many South American signals heard during auroral conditions on the weekend of October 8. DXers across North America were on a feeding frenzy as domestic signals were reduced to nothing, leaving the band wide open to signals from the south. Mark Conley caught the action from Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and even Patrick Martin in Oregon joined the fun, hearing Argentina on the expanded band. I was on Midcoast Maine capturing some awesome signals for the DXAS. Join me now for a whirlwind tour of tropical signals as Solar Cycle 23 turns up the heat. We begin at 10:50, normally dominated by WEVD New York and CHUM Toronto, here now with an unidentified French Caribbean broadcast. On 1060, you might expect to hear KYW Philadelphia, or perhaps the CMKS network from Cuba. Instead, auroral conditions produced Radio Delfin, Colombia, here with an ID going into a program of Exitos. Check out this huge signal from Radio Barcelona, Venezuela on 1080. If you tuned in 1090 kilohertz, you might have been wondering what happened to WBAL Baltimore after hearing this signal from Union Radio Noticias, Caracas, Venezuela.
Union Radio Noticias. La Unión Radio Noticias con más información. Desmanteladas más de 150 vallas ilegales en el municipio de Chacao. Así lo informó el alcalde de esa jurisdicción, Leopoldo López.
On 1110, there was no sign of WBT Charlotte, with this signal dominating from Radio Carúpano, Venezuela.
Radio Carúpano, dando la hora.
7:26 minutos, hora de Venezuela.
WBBR New York typically dominates 1130 kilohertz, but the Aurora knocked out any high-angle skip, leaving the frequency open for Radio Ideal Venezuela, with this top-of-the-hour ID mentioning 1130 a.m. and Ideal Romantica. Kilohertz is normally a frequency clogged with domestics, except now as atmospheric conditions cleared the way for this unbelievable signal from Radio Tiempo, Caracas, Venezuela.
Y por esta emisora, Radio Tiempo, cuando son exactamente las 9 de la noche y hoy 7 de octubre del año 2000, damos inicio a nuestro programa Últimos Datos Hípicos de Recreocultura, recreando a través de la cultura y con el hipismo nacional.
Just when I'm beginning to think that I've been transported to Venezuela, this signal from Radio Globo, Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, appears on 1220. Listen carefully for the Globo jingle and announcer in Portuguese. Brazil, we go even deeper into South America for this ID from CX20, Radio Monte Carlo, Montevideo, Uruguay, on 920 kilohertz. On 720, it's back to Venezuela and a nice signal from Radio Oriente por la Mar.
Desde por la Mar, Isla de Margarita, puerta del turismo en Sudamérica, transmite Radio Oriente, 720 AM, del circuito Radio Escuela.
Now let's head over to the Caribbean Islands for this signal heard on 950 from Radio Popular, Dominican Republic, here with a promo for the news, Noticiero Popular.
Elaboradas y narradas por los más destacados profesionales del país. El Noticiero Popular, en la mañana, mediodía y tarde, a través de los 950 de tu Radio Popular.
Check out this hot signal from Radio Rumbos, Venezuela, on 670 kilohertz.
En Radio Rumbos, la emisora de Venezuela, 10. 32 minutos.
Here's an outstanding signal from Radio Transmundial, Netherlands Antilles, on 800.
En los 800 del dial, el mensaje diferente a través de Radio Transmundial, desde la isla de Bonaire, Antillas Holandesas.
That gives you a good idea of what can happen when solar activity heats up, a radio fiesta across the AM broadcast band. Remember this mysterious anthem from last month's report? Heard on 783 kilohertz at 1 hour UTC sign-off, the signal has been identified by Mauna Ratola of Finland, who recognized it as belonging to Mauritania. This is the new frequency for the station formerly on 1349 kilohertz. It can also be heard on 4845 kilohertz shortwave. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73 and good DX.
Mark Dernberger on the road again. Part two of our Clear Channel band scan following a group of 1A channels as we motored from Minneapolis to Grand Junction, Colorado. Stopping at four separate monitor points in Iowa, Kansas, and Colorado. and tracking specific 1A channels to see how they sound as we move from east to west. There were 12 channels that were the last to be broken up by the FCC. They included 640, 650, 660, 700, 750, 820, 830, 840, 870, 1040, 1160, 1180, and 1200. On our trip west, we monitored these stations at each location at the same time every night to give you an example of what they sound like as you move from east to west. Last month, we covered 640 through 750. We skipped 820 since there wasn't any point in it. Its signal blankets us wherever we were. We begin now with WCCO in Minneapolis as recorded in Iowa.
Coming up in the next hour, we'll find out more about the University of Minnesota and walking your dog on Saturday morning. This is CCO.
Covering 27 states and 5 provinces in Canada, the 50,000-watt signal of WCCO provides news, traffic, and weather for all of the upper Midwest.
WCCO!
It's 11 o'clock.
CBS News. I'm Jim Kennedy. The leader of the nation's largest group of Roman Catholics has died. Cardinal John O'Connor, head of the Archdiocese of New York, died Wednesday night. He's been in bad health since the removal of a brain tumor in August.
And here's 8:30 in Kansas.
Catch them all!
Deep right field, there it
Listen
goes.
For every pitch of the 2000 Twin season on your home for Minnesota sports. 830 WCCO.
WCCO Radio News, I'm Jeff.
8:30 is recorded in Canyon City, Colorado.
830 WCCO means award-winning deal. Even in play-by-play sports, if news breaks out, we'll break in. To keep you up to date, this is Minnesota's 830 WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Jim Shenaby, the love bug continues to bite. Tens of thousands of computer users downloaded email messages Friday contaminated with a worm program.
And finally, here's 8:30 in Grand Junction, still holding its own.
Imagination Theater. Tonight.
830 WCCO means award-winning news. Even in play-by-play sports, if news breaks out, we'll break in. To keep you up to date, this is Minnesota's 830 WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Bill Bitka. Talks and hope for progress on two thorny diplomatic fronts.
Here's 840. Louisville is recorded in Iowa.
There are two more choices you can make. Follow the action on radio or TV, or join the gang who couldn't care less about Kusaichi Pegasus, the deputy, High Yield, or any other derby favorite. It's a free country. You choose. This is Milton Metz, 84 WHAS.
This is the official derby station.
84 WHAS.
News on the hour.
12 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Sandra McQuarrie, News Radio 84, WHAS.
840 as we move west into Kansas.
637-1111 is the number if you want more details. The service of Nextel, Winston Pittman's Cardinal Dodge, and your friends at 84 WHAS.
This is the official Derby Station.
84 WHAS.
News on the hour.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Rachel Crump, News Radio 84 WHAS. He's 10 years old, and he's been charged with murder. His name cannot be released because of his age, but a 10-year-old Jefferson County boy was arraigned in juvenile court Wednesday on charges of murder and first-degree arson in the fire death of 5-year-old Amanda Embry.
And here's 840 in Grand Junction. A surprise. I expected Las Vegas.
Colfax and Eastern Washington, your talk radio favorite.
CNN Radio World News. I'm John Martin. United Nursing is appealing for calm and apologizing for causing undue alarm.
And now to 870. Here's 870 in Iowa.
Newswatch Magazine is sponsored by our listening audience. We depend upon you for donations to keep us on the air. Stay tuned after station identification for the last segment of Newswatch Magazine.
The preceding program was paid for by the Church of God Evangelistic Association.
It's Jazz Fest time, and WWL is your Jazz Fest information station. Turn on the Big 870 every day of the fest for live reports from New Orleans Fairgrounds. Listen for WWL's daily Jazz Fest calendar and call the Big 870 Jazz Fest hotline, 593-1888, for the star music attractions each day. Jazz Fest means party time. Find out what rocks from news, talk, sports, and jazzy radio, WWL 870 AM.
870 AM, WWL, New Orleans.
The following program has been paid for by the Church of God Evangelistic Association.
870 in Canyon City, Colorado.
The preceding program was paid for by the Church of God Evangelistic Association.
This is 870 AM, WWL.
CBS News, I'm Jim Shenevy. The love bug continues to bite.
And our final night in Grand Junction. Of course, here we're starting to be beat up by 870 in Las Vegas and Laughlin, among others. 1040 would be next on the list, but it's in Des Moines, and it blankets our entire region. This is what it sounded like, for example, in Grand Junction.
Call them now. Now, on Saturday mornings, just like every weekday, you get a full morning of news, weather, sports, and Paul Harvey. You've told us you wanted more wake-up information on Saturday mornings, and News Radio 1040 WHO now delivers faster than an advertised pizza. It's Saturday Morning Live with Dick and Cheryl. You get news throughout the hour, sports at a quarter after and a quarter till, and, of course, Paul Harvey at 7:30. That's right, Paul Harvey at 7:30 on Saturdays, too. It's Saturday Morning Live with Dick and Cheryl on News Radio 1040 WHO.
Jan Michelson here for conversational and controversial weekdays on WHO Des Moines.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Foss. President Clinton says it's because there are more police on the streets. Republicans claim it's because they did their part in pushing for longer prison sentences for violent criminals.
The next of the group that we would copy would be 1160 KSL in Salt Lake City. Again, a good signal over most of the region, so there wasn't much point. This is what KSL sounded like in Iowa.
Tonight, hear it now on News Radio 1160 KSL, Salt Lake City. Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
And the rest of the way through, it came in like a local. That moves us to 1180 in Iowa.
Free parking, of course, and the city bus line brings you right to the door.
Sponsored by Rochester VA Outpatient Clinic, member of VA Healthcare Network, upstate New York. News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.
CBS News. I'm Jim Shenevy. The leader of the nation's largest group of Roman Catholics has died. Cardinal John O'Connor, head of the Archdiocese of New York, died Wednesday night. He'd been in bad health since the removal of a brain tumor in August.
Here's 1180 in Kansas, already going to hell and probably because of the station in Bellevue, Nebraska.
Call 716-262-6168 or on the web at RochesterCareerHighway.com. Welcome to Fast Lane. Who are you, Tariq?
Rochester's most listened to radio station. Here it is. News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Across the nation, the most feared words seem to be, I love you. Sometimes a destructive email message that has deleted sound, video, and photo files from thousands of computers and overloaded mail servers from the Pentagon to Scotland Yard.
And finally, 1180 in Grand Junction. Nothing there. That left us with 1,200 WOAI, and that kept coming in like a local wherever we went. Here's an example in Osceola, Iowa.
Some people say they're the news you can't ignore and the talk you can't ignore, but Rush Limbaugh...
talk about nothing but education and children. So it's a simple question for you soccer moms, and actually all of you. Are your children better educated today than they were 8 years ago?
Rush Limbaugh, that's the talk you can't ignore.
More talk about improving education...
and more things
in improving education at the same time.
Rush Limbaugh, noon to 3 on 1200 WOAI.
The proud 50,000-watt flagship station for Clear Channel Communications. We are 1200 WOAI, San Antonio.
And there you have part two of our band scan as we tracked a bunch of 1A channels from Minneapolis to Grand Junction to see what they sound like now. Old-timers will remember those stations came in like gangbusters, almost coast-to-coast at night. The FCC, in its infinite wisdom and under pressure from the have-not broadcasters, broke up the clear channels in a two-part process, beginning in the 1960s and ending in the 1980s. The aim was to provide nighttime service to the so-called underserved white areas of the country. Ironically, the FCC would not consider FM as a radio service during these deliberations, and so they decided that new stations on the clears at night was what the country wanted. I hope you reach your own conclusions as to how wise this was as you listen to these reception reports. This is Mark Dernberger, the rookie on the DX Audio Service team, and having the time of my life sharing these travels with you. We'll be back again next month with another Clear Channel band scan. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. Now let's take a look at our DX change. We've got a lot of items to cover, so let's jump into this before we flip over to side two. From Jim Renfrew at 6988 Bank Street Road, Byron, New York, 14422. He says he's cleaning out his closet. The following editions of DX News Magazine, chock full of DX tips, strategies, technical articles, and club history are available. He has volumes 39, 45, 50 through 62 complete. He can also throw in volume 37, issues 30 and 32, volume 38, issues 1, 31, and 32, volume 43, number 24, volume 44, 11 through 30, and volume 49, 11 through 30. Also available are the NRC's domestic logs, number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 12 possibly, also 13, 17, and 18, of which he has two copies, and 19. Also the National Radio Club Latin Log from 1971, DX Ontario February 1990 through December 1999, UHF VHF Digest, that's the Worldwide TV FM DX Association magazine, July of 89 through December of 85. Make any offer for all or the above, including the postage. From Dale Ham, he has a very good condition Ham 4 rotor, and it has a mount for the 25G tower, $150 or reasonable offer. Also, he says he has for sale a copy of Windows Eye 3.1. All he wants is a reasonable offer on that. You can contact Dale at area code 409-762-7746. From Kevin Renning, he has for sale a GE Super Radio 3, model number 7-2887B. The dial is calibrated on the AM side and working well. The word Super Radio came off during cleaning and is not detectable. That is the front of the set. It's about a quarter inch high and about an inch and a half long where the silkscreen word was. Other than that, the radio is as new. It's best-sounding AM mono radio sold today and meets the AMAX mono specifications. Price $30 and shipped in the USA. RCA receiving tube manual from 1973, shipped $6. Sony AM-FM mono receiver, that's the ICF-710W, battery, AC, in good shape, shipped $12. Panasonic AM-FM mono receiver, the RF-566, I believe it is, battery, AC, high with low switch, and in good shape for $15. Also, realistic TM-150, PLL MPX AM radio, FM stereo, stereo mini tuner, mono stereo switch, RCA out for $15. Contact Kevin Redding at the following email address, lwdxer at juno.com or 1357 South Hall, Mesa, Arizona, 85204. And finally, from your publisher, yours truly, I have a lot of cassette trays. 2 15 cassette trays for storing tapes with handles on the end, and 43 15 cassette trays with no handles. I will accept any reasonable offer, including shipping, either UPS or U.S. Postal Service. Insurance is extra and recommended since they are plastic. You can contact me here at 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805, or call 419-228-4199. Email fredv@nrcdxas.org. And that, my friends, is our DX Change. And if you have something to buy, sell, or trade, just simply put it on a card or a letter, email, or even call it into the action line at 419-224-1609. Let everyone know what you have. Remember that people enjoy a bargain, so please send in that information now, and hopefully you can get your DX shack cleaned up like I'm trying to do here. Before we get to the end of Side 1 of this magazine for November 2000, I'd like to welcome you to the new studio. I'm recording this for the first time in my new booth here at Vobey Communications. And if you have a keen ear, you can probably hear a lot of computer noise in the background. That is the fans running in the computers and such, because I don't have the doors on the racks and I don't have any soundproofing up as of yet. But I wanted to make this recording for November because we only have this edition and the next edition before we flip over to the year 2001. So with that in mind, I'd like to just mention a few things about the convention. One thing was I had some comments from members who attended that said that they would like to hear more technical articles on the DX audio service. Perhaps some reviews on radios, and not necessarily the real hardcore technical things such as sensitivity numbers quoted, but comparisons against known radios that we've all used at one time or another. Perhaps benchmarking against something like the GE Super Radio 3 or the TRF by Radio Shack. But having some way to give an indication of how good a radio is. There was some thought to perhaps some antenna articles, because some folks are antenna challenged, I guess is the politically correct way of saying it. But there are some solutions that can be put together for somebody who either lives in an apartment or lives in a confined space where they can't put up a long wire. And there's no reason why we can't get into some topics which kind of go along and parallel the radio listening hobby, which is archiving air checks or recordings of radio stations onto tape and other media. So with that in mind, I'd like to find out from you, the membership, if you would have any interest in that, perhaps adding some columns and topics that deal with that. And to answer a question which was asked of me while at the convention about After Dark. The reason we haven't had an After Dark issue in, well, over a year, I guess you'd say, is because there hasn't been that much interest in the magazine. Plus, for some reason, all these submissions to After Dark have disappeared. The way After Dark survives is by contributions from the membership. And if we don't get material in from the membership, then we have to more or less go on what we have here in the house, which is not always a large amount. And it's also hard to pinpoint what you, the membership, like. So it's very important that you remember that if you want After Dark, you need to help us out with it by getting the recordings and material, either in newspaper form, script form, perhaps a recording. I know several of you have recorded stuff off All Things Considered and some other programs, and it's good stuff. But we need more of it. So if you'd like to hear more of After Dark, please help us out by contributing articles to the club. Again, if you have any comments on the direction we'd like to take the DX Audio Service in the year 2001 and beyond, please get in touch with me, either by telephone, letter, card, or email. And you know that information. It's on the beginning of Side 1. Well, before I lose my voice, let's flip over to Side 2 for more of the DX Audio Service.